I think quality subs today made a made an impact. You know, I suppose wind it back a little bit. We know we're capable of scoring goals with this squad. We started out the season so brightly and lots of front third entries, and today was a day where after last week we really needed to throw everything at Sydney. It didn't really happen for us in the first half the way we wanted to. There's still that reluctance to step out of the shell and really go for it. And they got a goal. We had one disallowed, which probably on reflection the referees would probably say should have stood. And then at 2-0, after the run that we've had and the season that we've had, you wonder where is it going to come from? And subs made a difference today. And of course, the players kept going. You look at Harry Ascroft's first half compared to his second half. Once the belief was there and he was stepping in and taking control of the back four, both fullbacks I thought were excellent. Young Liam Rose was excellent. So we got momentum, and we knew even though we conceded the second one late in the first half, we knew that we were actually getting some real opportunities in their half of the pitch. You know, 15 minutes to go in the first half, we felt we were creating opportunities or half chances, and things were starting to happen. So the questions I had at half-time were obviously around, have we, after the run that we've been on, have we got the belief to keep going? And I'm really pleased for the fans that were here, who made a great noise and brought us home to a degree, and for the players who've never given up. The mood in the camp, as I keep saying, is incredibly positive. They don't train like a team that's at the bottom of the league, and today showed that there's always something to play for. So I'm very proud of them today. Definitely a morale booster. I think I don't want to get carried away and celebrate like we're on a great winning run and pushing for the grand final, but to come from 2-0 down against Sydney FC after the run we've had is a testament to endeavour and to persistence and belief. And the kids did a really good job today. Great finish from Roy O'Donovan. Great delivery from Matthew Fletcher, who's now showing all the signs of the player that we know he is. Young Trent Bahaja, local boy, just turned 18, came on and with electric pace caused havoc every time he was involved. I'm thrilled for Roy. Scored a couple of days after his first baby was born, so you know it's a good day today.
Having him back in the squad the last couple of weeks, I mean, he does give you that cutting edge, that focal point up forward, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. We missed him, you know, and the game, the Wellington game that he got suspended from, was probably his best shift. He didn't score that day, but he was causing absolute havoc across their back line. He was reaching real peak fitness, and obviously he's got some catching up to do in that department, but he's a real handful and was a handful for Sydney FC today. And credit to Josh Bingham, who played alongside him. We played with twin strikers today, and we knew if we could get the ball into the right areas for them that they'd be a handful, so they did that. It's a calf, a small calf strain, so I don't know the extent of that until the physio checks him out tomorrow at recovery. I guess hats off to Stella. Fran Stella's been out of the squad in the main for the last few weeks. We played without a genuine ball-winning midfielder with him coming on, so what he did do was kept the ball moving for us in nice areas, had some good switches of play, and so we didn't miss Monty too much. Hopefully, but Monty gets over that injury and gets himself fit and available as soon as possible.
You said you don't want to get carried away. Obviously, it was just a draw, but nonetheless, do you feel it's something that can give you some momentum now going into those last three rounds of the season?
Yeah, I've never stopped believing in this group, and they know that. But belief is not something you either turn on or turn off. It's there's a point where a player will suddenly find himself, as Harry Ascroft's a great example today. First half, he's a little bit standoffish, letting players pull off him and turn and face forward. And in the second half, he commanded his situation extremely well. And once that level of belief is found within, then we get performances like Harry did today. He's 20 years old. He's in a back line against a very highly respected and highly qualified Sydney FC forward line, and he's done an outstanding job.
People might forget, but a 2-0 down, he put that goal, he pulled off that goal line, an amazing goal line appearance. In retrospect, might have been the turning point of the game.
Yeah, so you could see the body language shift after that point. And it sometimes takes a moment to galvanise a season. You know, we go back to the first game we played Sydney FC. The big turning point in that game was the referee making the wrong decision to send Fitzgerald off and then not sending Janjetovic off when we were through one-on-one. And that moment shaped a lot of our season, believe it or not, because the impact of those decisions and the impact that it had on the result is something that there's been a legacy there for quite some time, and we've made a lot of changes. There's a lot of confusion within the group when you do that. But the coming together of this group is has taken a big step today because of the way they conducted themselves and the way they finished the game. You know, we were probably unlucky to get the yellow cards that we got, but certainly the discipline that I demanded before the game was upheld. We kept everybody on the pitch, which is an absolute must, and we got our rewards and could have won it. Bahadur with the volley late on could have been a local hero for life if he'd managed to net that volley.
Montgomery apart, was everybody else going to play okay for the game?
Yeah, as far as I know, haven't seen or heard of any other knocks. So we travelled to Adelaide at Easter, and we'll have Mitch Austin available, Luis Garcia available, and possibly Monty out at this stage. But you know, we're in the fitness and health department. We're looking pretty good.